When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's hottest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which apocalypse would suck the most shit? And today we're joined by special guest, Jordan Breeding.
Hello, I'm Jordan. My voice isn't Australian, so it'll be easy to tell which one is me.
Thank you for the little wave. That was just for us. We appreciated it.
Hey, you're recording. I can see that we're recording, so somebody will watch this someday. And I want feel welcome.
After I've thrown this Mac in the tip, someone goes through it.
And they'll be waving back.
This guy seems nice.
A wave just for them, but also for me, the man that works at the garbage tip. So, apocalypses.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they're bad, but some of them would be worse. Yeah.
On the awful scale, which one is it the most awful?
And I don't think we're necessarily talking about, you know, how likely you are to die or
who
anything
cares about
like that. It's just if it would suck shit to live through, you know?
Yeah.
If at any point you could turn to your companion and be like, man, this sucks shit. That's what we're aiming for, you know?
We're trying to pick the apocalypse where you turn to your companion and say, man, this sucks shit, and they turn and say, yeah, it sucks the most shit.
Right. Because, like, most apocalypses are pretty cool, and you're like, hey, this isn't that bad. But these are the real... Yeah, these are the ones that are actually a bummer.
Sure. Yeah, so look at my sweet haircut. I'm wearing some, like, kick-ass leathers.
Yeah.
This is nice. I'm not chafing. We're all chafing, but it's
the
fine.
The only thing visible in my outfit is my nipples. How cool is that?
this guy's playing electric guitar for us, and there's fire.
That's amazing.
I love it. Yeah.
I get to go to Bartertown and play Wheel of Fortune. It's great.
Yeah. Life's pretty cool.
So obviously no one's picking Mad Max because that one actually rules.
We all love it. We all want to live in Mad Max.
Ah, it's great. Yeah.
All right. So straight off the bat, the first apocalypse that sucks the most shit that came straight to me is Waterworld, and I only have 1 point for this, which is you have to drink your own piss.
You don't have to.
You don't have to, but I guess it's encouraged.
Yeah.
I mean, there's rain.
So, like, there's a lot of bad things in the world, but just knowing that living in a society where everyone's drinking their own piss and therefore has famous piss breath, I don't want to live in that society. I would say, hey, this sucks shit.
You take and a little sip of your piss, you're like, you know what? Nobody's saying it, but I will. This sucks shit. And I'm like, what?
I like the idea that society is now ranked based on how bad the piss breath is. Like, it's already a given. Like, if you have piss breath right now, everybody's like, oh my God, like, this guy's breath smells like piss. What's he been doing? But in this society, there's definitely rankings of it.
But is it... Yeah. But I think this is important. Is it the more pissy your breath, the higher ranked you are because you're the more hydrated?
Quick question about piss breath. What does piss do to the teeth?
Oh, no, nothing good,
it's
dude.
It's got to clean it, right?
I mean,
maybe everything good. Okay.
It's sterile.
Get rid of all that bacteria or enhance the bacteria. I'm not sure.
So you have to wash your hands after you go to the toilet. Which to me indicates that you're washing off germs.
Yeah, but I'm not pissing on my hands.
So
yeah,
then
you
it's your
get a little
genitals
bit of piss on your hands. You get a bit of piss on your hands. That's why you wash your hands when you go to the toilet because no matter what, you'll get piss spray on your hands. So that's why you're washing your hands. Jackson. Okay. I know this is an unpopular opinion for some reason. I know everyone's mad at me, but it's true. You get piss in your hand.
So Jackson, Jackson's method of using a urinal or a toilet is to piss straight ahead into his hand and then use the hand to direct the water down like a waterfall.
Yeah.
By water, I mean piss. A pissful.
Right. Yeah. And then if you're thirsty halfway through.
Yeah. Have a little sip.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading a story about a man who had to survive in the Australian outback, and he drank his own piss, and he said that the less hydrated he was, the worse his piss tasted.
Yes,
sure. So, does that mean, I guess my question is, if you drank more piss, would the piss eventually taste better because you became more hydrated drinking your own piss?
No, because it's a kind
it's the
of
worst, yeah.
Yeah, while you're taking it in, you're kind of filtering it out, and it's becoming more and more the essence of piss is like
the essence.
Well, it's gonna get thicker and thicker until it's very, very ropey. So you happen to like
squeeze it out like it's like one of those.
This got bad.
Was that the like
very
endless thing coming out of your sleeve if you're a magician?
Like handkerchiefs.
Every time. Yeah.
Handkerchiefs, that's what it is. Yeah.
So as you're pulling ropey piss out of your genitals, you look to your friend and you say, "This sucks shit."
Now, I haven't seen Waterworld. How often does that happen for them? Tugging each other's thick, ropey urine.
It happens in the opening scene, and old mate Kevin Costner does have. A little contraption where he turns his piss into clean, drinkable water.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, you are drinking your own, I guess, what used to be piss, but this is just basically what the City of London goes through every day. You know, being processed. It's not too bad. And the benefits of Waterworld, I mean, first off, I guess, you know, owning a house seems pretty easy because everything is water. So I guess if you're just floating... That's pretty neat.
What?
And you can potentially evolve gills.
Let's stop for a second. Move back. Owning a house is easy.
Yeah.
Because you just float.
Everything is water.
Well, yeah.
Are you saying that if I'm like if I'm floating on my back in the sea, I'm like, I'm a homeowner.
Basically, yeah. Well, think about now.
Can I just grab a definition on house, owning something, and
So probably
just those two for now.
Yeah. So right now we have like Lex Luthor in Superman Returns.
Not where I thought this was going.
He's being like, so the price of like real estate, we need more real estate. We need more land because we're running out of land to build real estate on, right? And so he had this whole thing where he's going to build new land out of kryptonite and therefore make money with housing. So if nothing is land and all we have is water... Everything is going to be able
it's
to be
significantly worse built, than what we're referring
built
to.
Built on, and all you need is a couple of 2x4s that float, and you can be a homeowner.
So I'm not like that.
Currently, pirates don't take over your house. At least, depending on where you live, I suppose.
But the pirates do have skidoos, and jet skis.
So I'm lying there on my plank being I'm so lucky to own a home. This skidoo just cleans me up. Oh no, pirates. Yeah. This sucks shit, man.
But hey, you can build another house. You just got to find some more 2x4s.
Yeah, it's so easy. You know, and like in the real world, we are constrained by these brick and mortar buildings. In the open ocean, we can float wherever. The horizon is my destination.
Granted, it is still the same. You can float anywhere, but it's all the same.
Yes. Yeah, you know. Yes. Sometimes there's flotillas that you can trade.
Trade what? My ropey piss?
I think dirt for a little girl that has a map on her back, maybe.
Everybody come smell my pissy breath. I am your king.
It's a bit less pissy than some that you may have met on your travels.
So I like that our general consensus seemed to be the pissier your breath, the worse. Except Jackson, who is like, the most pissy breath is king.
The hydrated pissiest boy in the land.
It's sort of like how in ancient times, the fatter you were, the more apparent it was that you've had enough to eat. So if your breath is really pissy, they're like, this guy's been drinking other people's piss. Like, he's the king.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That's something to even consider. Other people's piss.
You could have
a farm. Well, not really a farm.
Because the cleverest move then here, and this is horrible to think about, is you would have one person whose job it was, they would drink the fresh water and then diffuse it through them as piss for everyone else to drink.
So I'm envisioning like the Matrix where you just hook a bunch of people up to tubes and you just like they're not even aware at this point. They're just the piss is it's like catheters and it's just you know
just flows down
all into one machine.
Into troughs for people to drink from like horses.
This does suck
shit, dude. Yeah, I don't like this. This is bad. Face buried in the piss trough, looking up like, I wish this hadn't happened.
Yeah. Never mind the pirates on jet skis. This here sucks.
I do like my house, but I wish that I wasn't tied to a piss tube forever. Yeah.
It's good to imagine when you say, I do like my house, you're just waving a plank. Like, I do like my house. This is great that I can
just
take it.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to complain. I don't want to seem ungrateful. Yeah.
Like rent is cheap, but
however, the piss troughs they leave a little something to be desired, you know.
Just sucking piss out of a trough in the same way that a horse eats hay.
You mean how a horse drinks water?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Like there is a 1-to-1 here, JD.
You know how horses suck hay? That reminds me of ropey piss. Although, granted, the ropier the piss, the more solid.
Yeah.
Maybe wet hay.
Yeah, that's true. In a way, you are eating it, which is
snowy
not
hay
cold.
In winter.
Yeah. Chewing on piss is bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. That sucks. And look, I understand that. Yes, the drinking situation is pretty terrible. And while I would like having a lovely good sup of this pissy water, stand up next to my good friend and be like, "This sucks shit."
This sucks shit. Yeah.
I have another apocalypse, which I think would perhaps suck even worse shit. Okay. That is also quite water related.
Oh.
The biblical flood.
So God says, Noah, buddy, humanity cooked it.
You gotta build a fucking boat.
Gotta build a boat.
Gotta build a fucking boat.
Talk about a sweet house.
Yeah,
sweet water house. Yeah. But you're trying to say it's worse.
Cleansing
so.
Earth, but houses will be planks.
The one
before.
Big one. It is also impermanent, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true. Yeah, 40
days,
40
nights.
40 nights,
which floods, and then the flood eventually dries up.
Yeah.
So either way, the rain comes down, and like the parasitic man that I am, just kind of suckers onto that boat and climbs my way up. And then when Noah is there, I almost said Moses, that was wrong. When Noah is there, he's like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Mate, it's me, your buddy. Yeah. What are you talking about? Remember, God said I'm cool." And that's me there. But the reason I think it would suck a massive amount of shit is, have you ever had to look after one animal?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's bad.
So now imagine looking after two of every animal.
How many, if you or if we are in charge of Noah's Ark, when the 40 days and 40 nights are over, how many animals are just dead? Because I think quite a few.
Look, I know you told me to keep them alive, but like that time, I was just so much poop.
I'd just be chucking that over the edge, being like, do we need this to grow plants? Off they go.
I just love the idea of like on that little bit of land as like the floods receding, and you look back into the ark and you're like, looks like we got one horse. The animals for the new world will be horse, possum,
rats.
There's a lot of rats.
So many rats. Because I don't know how to look after a camel. If someone's like, here's a camel, look after it, I'm going to be maybe 2 days, and I'm feeding it to a lion.
You picked a bad animal. Camels look after themselves. What?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it can handle water for like a pretty long time.
Yeah.
I feel like that's its whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. In the desert. Okay. Yeah.
When its hump gets
saggy,
you're
I don't know it's doing
trouble,
well, because if I see a camel, I'm like, is he doing well?
Yes,
maybe
if his hump
bad.
Is plump. You know the rhyme.
Well, I'm feeding a healthy camel to a lion, and I'm sorry.
If his hump is plump.
If its hump is plump, do not dump, you know.
It's
if
in,
the hump is
it's
saggy.
It's in Genesis, yes.
Yeah.
Let it raggy.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a rhyme for saggy.
I might have accidentally fed a healthy camel to a lion, and I'm sorry. That's on me. We don't have camels anymore. What's next?
I think that's fine. We don't need camels, you know. They don't provide anything necessarily to the brand new world.
Yeah. Much like how Joel Zemmett made the mistake of picking camels there, you saying camels are an unnecessary animal, I feel like you've picked the wrong animal. Camels, very useful.
What's necessary about a camel?
Oh, they are desert horses.
Yeah, yeah, they're desert horses.
They are desert horses.
Okay, so if I get rid of the horses as well, we have nothing to compare the camels to, okay. And that's a clean slate.
We're going to have to get rid of the
llamas as well.
Yeah, beasts of burden.
Yep, the camels are very fat lions.
Looks like the only animals for the New World are fat lions. We got left.
Sort of like a domesticated dog that doesn't know when to stop eating or drinking. Mm-hmm. What happens if you overfeed a lion?
I think the same thing, it probably dies.
Well, I would have thought that because lions, you know, are usually not domesticated and in charge of their own eating habits, that they would just stop eating.
Okay.
No, but doesn't a lion...
Okay. There's going to be a lot of rotting carcasses that will attract...
Rats?
Yeah, yeah. So you think they would just... You would feed it a camel and it would just kill it and leave it. It doesn't matter what you put in there. It's like, I'll kill it, but like, I'm not eating.
I'm full. I'm not hungry.
I kill things. I do that. You know, there's no end to my blood lust, but I am not hungry anymore.
Yeah. I think the thing that's going to suck shit about the biblical floods, Amit, is that it's only Noah and his family that get to survive it. And you can climb onto the boat and be like, God said that you have to, like a kid sibling that's like, Mom said you got to bring me too. Being like, God said I get to go on the ark as well. I don't think that'll float. And so I just think the worst thing about it is
they seem to be pretty like they're going to take God's word at the drop of a hat. So
I'm going to try and get on the ark. I'm going to be like, you know, Sasquatch. I'm a Sasquatch. I'm an ape man, Noah. Let me on. Yeah, there's only one of me. Yeah. That's true about Bigfoot.
Oh, that's great. I'm a Sasquatch, Noah. Let me in. Now, where's my wife?
Yeah.
Oh!
So
you fucked me, Noah.
You want to know what the worst part of this is, though? And this is from the Bible itself. Noah had to have sex with his daughters.
They got him,
I don't know if he had to, but they got him drunk. And then they slept with him in the hopes of repopulating the earth. So depending on who you are,
that does suck shit.
Okay. You wake up the next day, you say to your wife, "This sucks. Got me drunk.
This sucks shit." And your wife's like, "Yeah, cool. It does fucking suck shit.
Aside
you
from
piece
the animals,
of shit.
Dead camels, this sucks shit. Yeah, I gotta say." Yeah.
But you could be like, "Hey, Noah's daughters, look, you can either sleep with your old man or." Mm. The Sasquatch boy here. I'll go shave.
The fat lion.
Yeah. We got a Sasquatch, a fat lion, horses, and rats. That's it. Those are your potential sexual partners on the ark. Yeah. Hey, that's not bad.
Some of us don't even have that many choices.
I might climb onto the ark and claim that I'm the boat captain. I'll be like, you don't have one of those. Good. Noah will be like, well, aren't I? And I'm like, no, you're the boat builder.
Yeah, it's like Captain Phillips. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Captain now. Yeah, I think it's just a dibs scenario. Whoever calls gets it. I think that's how the whole Navy works. Every time they make a new boat.
That's why it bags it, bags it, dibs it.
Oh. All you gotta do is be like, God said this. Come on. He told you to build a boat, but he told me to commandeer the boat.
Here's the thing nobody talks about. Here's the thing nobody talks about with the Ark, right, in the Bible, and the flood. Yeah. If I see Noah's building a boat, I know I gotta build a boat too. So, why are you building that boat, Noah? No reason. Is it gonna get wet? No, Jackson, I think it is. I gotta build a boat quick.
The exact opposite happens in the Bible, which is something you'll also like. Everyone was like, hey, fuckhead, why are you building a boat? It's not fucking wet. And he's like, there's gonna be a flood. And they're like, yeah, good
idiot.
One, fuckhead.
Shut up.
Enjoy your stupid land boat.
Yeah. And there's I don't remember the name of the director, but there was the recent Noah with like Emma Watson in it and Russell Crowe where there's like death fire angels as well and they attack. Yeah. So that does make it a worse part too, depending on
Aronofsky.
I'm pretty sure it's Aronofsky.
Yeah. It was Aronofsky. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, there's weird rock angels.
Yeah, the rock angels. The rock angels are theoretically on your side. Because they're trying to. They're demons, I think, that are trying to get back. And they're allowed back if they kill a bunch of the people trying to commandeer the boat.
I fell asleep halfway through the movie,
but I do generally remember that fight.
Okay.
I think that's a little bit of extra addition to the typical story.
What if we sell out our other commandeerers and work for the demon angels?
Yeah. Well, I think that's You will still drown, but...
Can't I ride them like a heavy boat?
They're going up. They're going way up.
Damn. That's ride true. Maybe you like could hitch one all the way to... All the way to heaven, that'd be dope.
Yeah, hey. Now we're talking, which nicely brings me to my apocalypse, which I believe sucks shit. It's been a nice through line, that's good. I agree, Zach.
I don't know how we're going to land mine, but...
Yeah. We'll figure out a way.
We'll cram it in.
Yeah, I think, and going on the theme of the Bible, I think maybe the worst apocalypse would be the rapture, because I know I'm not going... and that's a bummer, you know? And also, it would take me too long to realize what had happened. I'd be like, did everyone become clothes? What's going on here?
Why is everyone a jacket?
Coming out of like a toilet at a shopping center or whatever and being like, where's all these nude people? What is going on? I gotta figure out what's happening here. And then
maybe the implication is maybe based on the circles that you run in, maybe no one's affected. It's like you don't notice for years. Yeah. They're like, I think all the people in this city way down the road disappeared, but here.
Yeah, everything seems pretty normal. Yeah, and that would suck shit. To find out later and be like, oh man, no one even told me. God damn, none of us went anywhere. You know,
there were so many free clothes up for grabs and I got none of it.
So
plumbing the Death Star all of a sudden is all just like, all my housemates moved out, but I'm still here.
Yeah. I'm still around for some reason. It's us and the rest of the pieces of shit.
That's true. Theoretically, if it works the way that it should, the average person would be meaner.
Yeah, hopefully. Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is such
just a little
bummer.
Bit less pleasant. Yeah. Everybody's so surly now.
What happened? Yeah.
Everyone now has definitive proof that they're not going to the kingdom of God.
Yeah. Damn, that's a bummer. Well, is it with the rapture? Do you go to hell as well as people are going up, or some people going down? How does it work?
There's like a million different. The reason I know any of these things, by the way, this is just a weird because we're talking about this so much. I was a music director at a church right before I got my current job, so I know a lot of this stuff. Yeah, so surprise, gotcha. but one of the things one of the main things is that mainstream. Evangelicalism doesn't actually believe in this anymore, or they shouldn't. It's just crazy Americans. But there's like so many different interpretations of it. One of them is you would get a certain amount of time to like, so you already know that heaven exists and you get like time to you get, repent. You get on the second wave.
Oh, all right.
So that's the thing that might suck is like, oh my God, now I know that it's real.
Yeah. Pressure's really on.
I need to change what I've been doing.
And I don't know what,
Would we have a database or a list of like, so all these people went and got raptured and we know how they live their life. So we think, I have a good theory of they did these things. A lot of them didn't eat dairy. We think that might be it. Give that
the
Earl,
people that would know would not be there to tell you how to do it.
Yeah. It's just all of humanity being like, what the fuck do we do?
Yeah, it's just all the dickheads who weren't worried about it. Like, oh my God, I should have studied. It's like all the people that showed up to the test. But didn't know that they had a test that day. Oh my God.
Oh wait, all the data security and like all that going on currently, they'd be very useful now.
That's true.
Because then we could mine their like Facebook page, their Instagram page, everything. Just hope to Christ that everything was not private.
But the problem for us, is that the people that are capable of doing that mining aren't gonna share their information because it's all the pieces of shit that remain. We'll never know. I think first step would be stop jerking off straight away. Smart. No more masturbating. Because I think that would
help. I might start smoking.
Start smoking.
Yeah. I might take it up again. I don't know why. That was my first instinct. I don't know if it would help, but it might help me.
I'll stop masturbating and then after a time, just like start it again, but harder. If that doesn't work. Right.
Yeah, try and even it out.
Go in the opposite direction. Is this helping? No.
I like the idea that in a cave or something, we find a picture of Jesus Christ smoking, and Zamet's like, I knew it.
There it is.
Yeah, you'll second wave me. Comes, Zamet goes up, he's the only one.
What did you do different? I smoked more.
Durian mouth, fucking great cunt.
Off you go.
Drops it, and the little like cigarette butt lands on my head. My hair catches fire.
Bye. Yeah.
Well, it's also yeah. Like, because if we find out, so rapture happens, all sure. the good people gone, whatever. Mm-hmm. The pieces of shit left on Earth all realize heaven's real and realize they have to be better. But that means it becomes a competition yeah. with other pieces of shit. So you try and do something like an act yeah. of kindness, and people are like, no, fuck you. And you're like, oh no, it wasn't kind anymore.
Right. It's an impossible scenario. It's a yeah. catch-22. It's just
yeah. 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 No getting out
everything
of it.
Everything you do.
Yeah. You might as well be altruistic but not tell anybody.
Mm.
Wait, which is...
And none of us can do that.
Proper, yeah, well, I'm certainly not capable. Because I'd be bragging.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, guess who's going to rapture?
You have no idea
wave.
How hard I was masturbating recently.
I'm definitely going. Jackson, you've yeah. become very confused. I'm very relaxed, though. I will say that much. I feel good. I feel, yeah. Like, yeah. feel like I'm a shoo-in for rapture.
And if not, you know, I feel great. So.
Yeah, whatever. I've lived life to my fullest yeah. potential. At least I can say that.
I do feel like, yeah, the positive that could come from that is everybody's nice for a little while, and then mm-hmm. everybody gives up at the same time, and you could just hang out.
Yeah.
You know? It's just...
Yeah,
know.
This is just going to be how it is.
Is there a third, fourth, and fifth wave as well? Like, does it happen like a tiered system, or is it just like...
I don't know.
There's the first one, then there's the second, and that's it. So if you don't... Cause I think there's that lovely in-between period between the first and the second wave where everyone is real good.
Yeah.
But then after that, nah, it's going to suck.
Well, we didn't get enough on the second one. I was really hoping for more of you. So we're going to extend the deadline a little bit.
Opening up some spaces.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to masturbate even harder. Yes.
Yes, yeah, we had a lot of that sentiment. And
I don't know where you guys got this idea that that's what was required. Nowhere did we say anything to that effect. And then eventually the devil turns up, right? Or the Antichrist. And they're like,
Judgment
cooked
Day.
It. Everyone
but
who's left.
That's a different thing, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think, depending on who you ask it, I think they're supposed to come before. I think it could be either. It's kind of just yeah. whatever you decided. This is actually a very recent thing. It's like from the 1800s. Somebody was like, I think we're going to get raptured. And people are like, yeah, maybe.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't there like trumpets and some seven-headed dragon?
There's a lot of crazy stuff, but there's people that think like, anyway, it's a whole thing. I took a whole class on it once and it didn't really clear things up.
I really like that the vibe like that it's invented so recently. It just gives me this idea of people being like, but how will we get to heaven? And they're like, well, you'll just arrive there. And they're like, no, I can't envision that. I would need to physically go, and then I understand. So we like float yeah. up, yeah? Well, you wouldn't have yeah. to. No, but, and I couldn't bring my clothes, obviously. Why not?
I'm nude and smoking.
Yeah. Right. Obviously, I'm nude, cigarette in mouth, going down.
Yeah. Yeah. If I put a small handkerchief in my mouth
yeah.
while I was being taken up, can I use that handkerchief in heaven?
No, because if you kept that handkerchief in your mouth, it would act like a magnet because it wants to stay on Earth.
Okay.
So you'd just be face on the ground, legs dangling up.
I assumed it was going to be like the Terminator where if you wrap it in living tissue, so like you could put like a $10 bill in your mouth and yeah. take it with
have the only songs. Money in heaven. That's huge.
Richest man yeah. in heaven, baby.
You're like, oh, we all brought like pearls and stuff. Oh.
Damn it.
That was
hunk of gold.
Idea. Yeah.
Slamming a tenner down in St. Peter's desk, being like, give me the good heaven.
Looking for a vending machine.
Damn it.
Everything's free.
Well, if yeah. Judgment Day happens as the rapture happens, that means Jesus Christ is on earth again. Everyone raptured, which means you have the opportunity to look Jesus in the eyes after you realize you haven't been one of the good ones and be like, oh, what? Why not?
He just sadly stares at you and shakes his head.
He just
like
says,
a
why do you think?
Oh. You know what you
yeah,
did.
Fair. Oh, I get it.
Is it because I didn't
sense.
Smoke? No.
All right.
What? Oh, Jesus, why? It's like, cunt, why do you think? Are you serious? Not in 1,000 years.
Oh. You're not even going to make it into the second wave. Don't even try.
Also, don't tell my dad I said cunt.
Yeah.
Aren't you your own dad?
Yeah, it's this a whole thing.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Also, Plumbing the Death Star is a garbage fire of a podcast that you for some reason love, but did you know we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish the Plumbing Boys would stop talking about whether or not Mario is good to marry, and start to talk about whether or not his game is good to play. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
This is puzzling, but yeah, no, I've, in that situation, I would look to my good companion and be like, man,
this sucks shit.
This sucks shit. I was good for a bit. Breathing hurts now because of all the durries.
Yeah, all the cigarettes. Yeah.
And my hands are chafed. So, and I'm still not going to heaven.
This sucks shit.
I don't know what's about. That sucks. All right. Sucks. It's unclear.
Yeah, yeah. Please.
We're going to make that segue now. So here's the segue.
Here it is.
The segue is that in this scenario, you guys are all still hanging out, at least on some level, whether you're pounding it or smoking cigarettes. You know, it's still kind of fun. My apocalyptic scenario that would suck all the shit is very similar to what we have now, which is it comes at night, which is basically a disease comes and it kills people, but you don't know who has it. You don't really understand what it does, and it forces everybody to mistrust each other and stay very isolated. And clearly there's no government response.
Yeah,
and I didn't mean to make this a COVID thing, or at least I wasn't originally thinking that. We're already living this, right? I mean, it freaking sucks because you can't be with people. That's the worst part of the whole virus, I feel like.
That
it's
is
not even
just
what it does
to
you, although dying is sad.
I've heard it's bad. Yeah. Well, it's only bad for a bit. Then you're either in heaven or nowhere, and that's not so
up or down, you know? One of those two. Yeah.
But it's the limbo, and it's the, like, who do we trust? And, your dog runs away, and you're like, maybe it's going to eat me now, or I don't really remember exactly.
Because what happens when you get sick with the it comes at night disease? What do they look like?
Into a sad, shitty zombie, I think. So you're just sick but not hungry, I think.
Yeah.
Because
does it give you depression?
Yeah.
Sort
Grandpa's
of.
Sad now. That's a shame.
Well, I feel like either way you get depression. I think it's the difference between that and a zombie scenario is it's much easier to tell who has it.
That's true.
In a zombie scenario, you're like, well, or even like in a Book of Eli where they can like see if you're handshaking, they're like, well, he's a cannibal. But in this, it's like,
who knows?
It doesn't. Yeah, you never seem
to be
anywhere.
I don't want to be the guy in a zombie apocalypse who thinks he's clever pointing out the zombies. Like, those guys, they've been bit, I reckon. Shut up, Jackson. Yeah, I reckon they've been bit.
You think? Yeah. You reckon?
If they bite me,
gave it away?
Dude, I reckon if they bite me, I'll become one. That's what I think. I should write this down.
Make a survival guide.
Yeah. Don't get bitten and then just ? That's it. That's my zombie survival guide. I don't know what else to do.
I feel like the big problem is, like, especially in that movie, it really depends on who you're with at the time of it. Where, like, the husband and wife, like, whatever, you know, they each other. The kid is all horned up, and he doesn't know what to do with himself.
That
and,
sucks.
You know, we're not post-rapture yet, where masturbating extra is a good thing.
Yeah. Right now, you gotta
hands
even
off.
It out. Yeah,
exactly. You gotta
wait
meter
your hands.
It out. Yeah.
What would be bad about this is that I know, so say I was in the company I keep, you know, i.e. Plumbing the Death Star, that immediately the moment on the news, they're like, hey, there's an illness, you don't know who's infected. I'm getting a rock to the back of the head and buried out the back.
Right.
And then the Joels will look at each other and be like, that was the right decision, yeah?
Yeah.
Like,
he was getting bitey, yeah? It makes well, you bitey, yeah?
You both know that if I was bit, I wouldn't tell you. So you're like, well, yeah. It's just like the clever thing to do. And not because well, I believe I'm immune, I'm just, yeah. You know... Selfish. Yeah, but
you're selfish. But the thing is, though, like the problem here with us is that we do think we're immune. So you might be in your best interest to brains us.
Yeah.
Jackson's sure. Not strong enough to pick up a rock. Yeah. I like the idea of burying Jackson, and one of us is like, this sucks shit. And the other one's like, no, it doesn't.
It's pretty fucking good.
This is fine.
He was very loud.
Yeah, I feel like it's that thing where they would kill, like, a lot of. Like 95% of the deaths would just be people stabbing each other thinking that they had it. And because, at least in this particular instance, it never ends. So you can never trust anybody. So it'll slowly be people whittling each other down. It could have ended like 30 years ago, but nobody would know. And they would still be just sniping each other on sight or whatever.
It'll be kind of like, you know, like when in the shark's womb. How the sharks, the baby sharks all eat each other till there's one really...
Yep.
Strong shark, that would be what would happen for humanity. We just have one really strong person left who survived it all. And
he's
then,
like 8 feet tall.
Yeah. I'm imagining a sort of, like, I don't know why, but Andre the Giant is who I keep picturing. That's, I guess, who I think is humanity's best, is Andre. Like, if aliens landed and
I
they're
have
like...
some bad news for you is about Andre.
What are we going to do when the aliens come? Who are we going to give them? That was my whole strategy for the end of the world. Give them, send Andre in. He'll take care of them. His hand is as big as a Coke can. Shit. Oh, no.
Coke can? That's not that big.
I can hold a Coke can. Can you not?
Bigger than, I guess. Yeah, he can hold a Coke can in the palm of his hand.
That's just the beginning of his abilities. It scales up from there.
Yeah.
Are you impressed, Jackson? I'm holding a coffee cup in my palm.
No.
The Coke can isn't that big.
Coke can's smaller than a coffee cup.
Well, you know how everybody drinks from soda cans with two hands because they're so large. Just all the commercials.
Yes. You need that grip.
Both hands pulling the tab open. A delicious, refreshing drink of Coke. Except Andre the Giant, he could do it one-handed. He's powerful.
That's why he was the best of us, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
That's why he was in no Coke commercials, because he'd make it look dumb. It'd be false advertising.
Yeah. It's silly. It'd be silly.
It's true. Yeah.
So, with this particular disease, can the dead pass it on? Can animals pass it on?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, they set him on fire, so I assume they're at least afraid of it. They take them out in the woods while they're wearing hazmat suits, and they burn them. So and the dog apparently can maybe do it too. That's the thing, is they also just don't know. So it's uncertainty. So, I mean, I don't even actually know if we learn if anybody in the movie gets it, or does the son get it?
Is it just depression? Is everyone being like, fuck, we're getting depressed? Everyone isolate.
Yeah.
Man, everyone's still depressed. Where they're doing an activity that makes them sad, probably got the illness.
we should just kill him.
Yeah, let's hit him with a rock. Yeah.
Maybe killing my son will make me happier.
Yeah.
Well,
it just made me sad.
Maybe you got the disease.
I'd hate to spoil this movie that I have seen but vaguely remember but really liked and other people watched and hated because it was just mostly moody and less scary.
Yeah.
Their son gets shot accidentally and then they both have the infection maybe as the movie ends and they're just sitting at the kitchen table being like, we're about to die, and then the movie ends, and everyone's like, does it mean? And it's like, well, it means that they fucked up.
But I think if any apocalypse sucks shit, it's one where the symptom of the apocalypse is life sucking shit. Like, like every single person who gets the illness is like, damn, this sucks shit. Like, that is the illness.
It's just baked in. Yeah.
It's part of the design, is that it sucks shit. All of our other ones, it had to be like a specific, you know, scenario
aspect
within
of life. And that's the problem with, like, you know, with humanity, really, is that we're very adaptable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll suck shit, but then we're like, ah, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine now. I'm drinking my own piss. I got to kill this camel.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
It was a good thing in all of ours. The pissy breath. You know, explaining to Noah's daughters that you're a Bigfoot or whatever.
Yeah.
The doubling to even tripling of the amount of masturbating I do.
Yep. Right, right.
But within It Comes at Night, it just sucks shit from beginning to end. There's no silver lining.
And all of our... Look, against all odds, which is very strange considering the episode we've done, our apocalypses all can link to each other. So maybe all of them happened in order. And that sucks shit. There was a flood that resulted in Waterworld that dried out. God was like, I still hate these people. Rapture time. And then the people left after the rapture then had
get
It
a
Comes at Night
disease.
Yeah.
Make that movie, Hollywood.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I guess it all just sucks shit.
Yeah,
hey?
It just sucks shit. Yeah.
It Comes at Night 2 slash Waterworld 2. You will not believe this movie. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
I've been Jordan.
And where can we find you, Jordan?
YouTube Cracked. Just search for Cracked.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Me. I'm on that. Yeah. I also have a Twitter. It's my name.
There you go. Easy. Bam. All business. I like that. That's good. No fucking around.
Yeah. Head to www.youtube.com. Head to put your cursor over that search bar, click once, type in Cracked. There it is.
Mm. Yeah. Is that so you know what it is? You know what it is. Don't lie.
This is a random thought, but I was once at a gas station and a man came up to me and said, "Do you want to buy my mixtape? I'm a professional wrestler." And I said, "Of course I would like to buy your mixtape, rapper/professional wrestler." Yeah. And one of his songs explained how to get to his YouTube channel. It was like, go to YOUTUBE.com and type One Man Crew in the search bar.
That's amazing.
It was great.
That is,
I need to do a similar thing, I guess, is what I'm saying. Is I haven't. Yes. I need to explain it more fully through song and dance and rap
in rap
and professional wrestling.
For sure.
Well, did you go to the rapper / wrestler's YouTube channel?
I did.
I guess it worked.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a
I was like, I heard it, and then I remembered it. I was like, I think I know how to work this YouTube now. I need to go see if he's still there. But yeah, all of his music videos are him. You know, in the booth rapping about, you know, horrible things that he does to women, but then intercut with horrible things he does to other wrestlers. just
wow.
Pounding, you know, 24/7, as it were.
Yeah. That's hectic.
I haven't thought about him in a long time. I'm really glad that we brought him.
Hope he's well.
And you find his channel by going to youtube.com and you search for
One Man Crew.
So it was One Man Crew, K R U. And I'm going to do it right now because I'm just
so excited.
Curious.
Yeah. I'm there too.
Hey, he's got one as of 1 year ago, at least. 1 month ago.
Oh, my God.
He's still at it.
He's still going. Yeah.
That rolls.
He's got an Instagram as well.
He's doing
There's a music video of him with blood all over his face.
Maybe we get him on the show. What are you writing?
Just stop at a bunch of gas stations in the state of Virginia, and maybe you'll find him.
It's the best way to find guests.
I hear legend tells it that he haunts the roadways of this fine state, wrestling and rapping in equal measure.
Well, this is the best plug anyone's ever done, and no one's ever going to top it.
I know, but I'm plugging somebody else entirely, and nobody's going to remember anything about what I said about my own stuff. But that's fine.
Yeah. You're that guy that was talking about that one-man crew?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Can't wait for one-man crew's videos just to get hit with, Jordan sent me.
He's going to freaking blow up, and I'm going to fade into obscurity. It's worth it.
People are like, what was it, something about playing burnt games on a cracked PS1 or something?
I can't remember. All I think and breathe and eat and live is One Man Crew.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.